And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, and welcome once again. It's our favorite time of the week because it's all about your finances. We're talking about Finances on Friday. And for the next 30 minutes, David Fisher from Landmark Capital is going to be talking about world events and how it impacts your finances. And David, we're going to be covering some topics like Jerome Powell pivoting, what the next president faces, and how are the candidates lining up. And of course, we'll touch on gold and silver markets and give you an update. So here to talk about all that and more from Landmark Capital, David Fisher.
Aloha, everybody. TGIF, thanks for having me, Bart, on a Friday. We're going to talk about what happened last Friday. Big change.
All right.
Big change. Great to be with you.
Always enjoy these 30 minutes, David, because it's kind of like a great way to catch up on the news. And then we tie that in and how it impacts the financial markets and your personal finances. So let's get going with question number one. A week ago, Friday Fed Chairman Jerome Powell finally made the announcement. Can we now expect the Fed to lower rates? And if so, how does this affect markets?
Well, he made a big announcement. He said seven little words that had a big impact. It unleashed actually some chaos on Friday. He confirmed, here's what he said, those seven words: time has come for policy to adjust. He's referring to rate cut expectation adjusting. They've been delaying rate cuts, lowering interest rates. Wall Street's been saying for over a year, the Fed's going to lower interest rates. They've been wrong for a year, month after month, mm-hmm. after month after month. Jerome Powell has been saying, we're not going to do that. But all of a sudden, now time has come for a policy adjustment, which the market is interpreting rate cuts. I think that's what he's insinuating.
Mm-hmm.
So now there is a September rate cut on the table of around a third of a chance of a 50 basis point, which is a half a percent. There's around two-thirds or 66% chance of a quarter of a percent drop basis point. 2024 rate cut expectations are definitely lifting. They're now anticipating four cuts, they being Wall Street. They've always been a little bit way out there. There's only three Fed meetings, so how we can have four rate cuts, that means that there's going to be an emergency meeting. But that's what Wall Street is saying. Mm-hmm. So what happened on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Gold rallied, bonds rallied, stocks rallied, and the dollar tumbled. The dollar crashed to a 2024-year low, according to Bloomberg News. Treasury yields went down. They tumbled also, is the verbiage. That's the word Bloomberg is using, tumbled, for the dollar and for treasuries. Crude oil surged. So in this environment, that caused gold to make a big rally. Went over $2,500 an ounce, spot price. So finally, we note that those seven little words had big impacts. We should also note that historically, previously, that five out of the six Jerome Powell, Jackson Hole, Wyoming speeches, which is happened, we saw the S&P 500 dropped 7.5% on average in the following 3 months after five out of six speeches, according to Bloomberg News. So don't get all excited, is what I'm saying, yeah. that the market and stocks are going to rally, because historically there's been a drop. But who knows? This mm-hmm. could be different because the Fed made those seven little words. The Fed will begin cutting rates in this environment. If they do, that looks like that's the announcement. All world stocks indexes are at an all-time high, and I am at the helm here watching the markets for everybody. So make sure you always stay tuned on a Friday so you can learn what's happening, either did happen or what's coming up that might affect your portfolio. But this is a big announcement.
All right. Well, you know, we got a big election coming up, and it's just literally days, weeks away. And whoever, David, becomes our next president, what would you say is the most challenging topic that they would face economically?
What's the topic that they don't want to face, that Congress hasn't wanted to face? Not just this previous administration, but the current administration, the Biden administration, but the previous administration. Trump didn't want to face it. He mentioned it one time when he was campaigning way back, his first run for presidency. Mm-hmm. The previous president, Obama administration, they didn't want to address it. The Bush administration, they didn't want to address it. Fact, since 2000, no administration has really addressed it. What I mean by addressing it is coming with a solution, not just saying there's a problem. And most of the administrations don't even want to admit there's a problem. What I'm referring to, something we talk about regularly, government debt, $35 trillion. Some people are saying, no, he's talking about that again. Yeah, the reason I'm talking about that again is because in my 30 years of doing this, it's the number one topic in 2024 most talked about, except for maybe a certain stock or something like that. But the number one concern out there that the country is facing, financial news is finally talking about it. Bloomberg News is talking about it. Fox News is talking about it. CNBC is talking about it. Not just one time anymore, but multitude of times. It's in the news. It's massive amounts of articles are being talked about or written about it. So that is the topic that the president, whoever he or she may be, is facing on their plate, that they're going to have to do something about this time. It's no longer like previous presidents kick the can down the road, because previous presidents, the world was buying our debt. The world was buying the dollar. This environment, the world is selling the dollar and not wanting to buy the dollar. It's a totally different environment. This is how we finance our debt. So I'm going to go into a little bit of detail here. So not too far in the woods, but hang with me.
Okay.
There was an analysis that was done recently by two guys that worked at the Federal Reserve. Reinhardt and Rogoff is their last names. They work for the Fed. They did this report years ago, and they said when the federal debt as a percentage of the GDP breaches and reaches a level above 90%, it is considered financially unsafe. So what does that mean? It means we're getting to the level, if we're at 100%, that means we're barely keeping our head above water as a country. We're having enough revenue coming in from our economy, creating revenue to expand our country just enough. So the level of critical is 90%. We are currently at 126%. There's one other time in history where the United States has been at this level. We were in World War II, and we got out of debt by expanding the economy, by facing the reality of putting people to work in factories, building planes, bombs, things like that. And it worked. If we wouldn't have done that, we probably wouldn't be having the world reserve, the dollar's world reserve today. Economic growth, though, Bart, involves producing physical goods and service, not just creating debt. Mm-hmm. And ironically, these two guys, Reinhardt and Rogoff, like I said, who worked for the Federal Reserve, not only did they do this analysis, they created quantitative easing way back in 2008 through an analysis they did back then, which tells us the Fed talks out of both sides of their mouth. They are the fire department and they are the arsonists. They will tell us you can't go into debt as a country. And they've been saying that recently, too much debt the country has taken on. The Fed's been very open about that. But at the same time, the same Federal Reserve says, let's print money into infinity by buying this government debt. And that's what the Fed also does. So moving on, though, let's create or put the pieces of the puzzle that tells us the creation of this picture. There's another story that's going on out there. Doesn't get as much attention as other stories financially, but it is clearly there and it's clearly a movement. What are we referring to? The attack on the US dollar initiated by BRICS, the BRICS alliance, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're much bigger than those countries. In fact, they're bigger than the rest of the world. They're greater than 50% of the GDP of the world. It is no secret that this momentum is building around their master plan to remove the dollar as a global reserve currency. And according to BRICS, their GDP of their nations account for 31.5% of the global GDP last year in 2023. But the alliance has more than doubled since that report came out. They've added many oil-producing countries, and the projections are now BRICS is greater than 50% of the global GDP. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, also states that BRICS nations still have significantly higher growth forecast at a 3.6% global growth compared to the G7 nations, which the United States is part of the G7, they are only averaging 1% growth. So BRICS is growing faster than the rest of the world. And they have this plan of de-dollarization. If their plan, getting rid of the dollar, in other words, if their plan is successful, the dollar will plummet. I'm reading from a report. That's the word they use. And the inflationary effect will be devastating to the U.S. economy. Needless to say, when it talks about repaying debt with interest, becomes more difficult in a shrinking economy. In the U.S., our underlying problem is that since 1981, the U.S. financial policy has been throw every tool in the toolbox at the economy to stimulate the economy. Not just fundamentals, grow the economy based upon fundamentals, just throw money at it. But now, and it worked for a few decades, but now we're running out of those tools. Those tools are no longer working. We're spending more than we ever have spent, and we're getting less bang for a buck than we ever have gotten before. So we're running out of the tools in the toolbox to stimulate the economy to grow it faster. Adding more debt isn't likely going to work. Mm-hmm. And it probably won't in the future even be better. It'll be worse. And China and Russia has even more motivation to abandon the U.S. dollar for the trading purposes previously and now currently because of BRICS. So what am I saying? The next president needs to address the debt issue because we're $2 trillion of more spending than where we have money coming in as a government. It's called a budget deficit. We have $1 trillion of interest payment, only interest on our national debt. 60% of the national debt is resetting at a higher interest rate level above 4%. It was under 2% prior to this year. So we're creating, in this environment, BRICS is gathering steam and they're wanting to get rid of and not use the U.S. dollar. So talk about all the worst things that could converge at one time. You thought we had a debt issue at the beginning of the Biden administration? BRICS wasn't fully intact then. These numbers weren't anything close to that they are today. So what a change 4 years has done. And going backwards, if we have a new president, former President Trump becomes the new president, he is not going to be able to undo these things immediately because you'd have to slash the budget by $2 trillion. That would cause an economic collapse. He's not going to be able to get the interest rate down low enough to get $1 trillion under control. And he's not going to convince the world to start using the dollar. He has to create, just by saying, we want you to use the dollar, he has to create an incentive. What is that? Higher interest rates for payment of holding U.S. dollars. If he does that, that's inflation, the cat's out of the bag. That's going to be a huge rally in gold, a huge problem for financing our debt even more. So there's no easy way out of this, is what I'm saying. Whether it be Harris or Trump trying to fix it, or Congress, who should have fixed it decades ago, this is now, we can't kick the can down the road. We're at the wall now, and this is going to cause all kinds of financial calamity because it's a perfect storm. And that's what people are writing about in articles, who, and they don't own gold companies. So this is not a gold thing that's motivating this, although it relates to gold. It's an economic problem that is not going to get any better, or certainly not going to go away, but we need to deal with it. But unfortunately, look who's talking about it. Is President Trump talking about the debt? Not too much. Is Kamala Harris talking about the debt? Not too much. Why? It's not a popular topic. People don't want to hear much about the debt, but the debt is something very important. So I'll get off my soapbox. That is the key to all this. That's why you got to call my company, 844-604-2575, and learn about gold and silver. Get the reports, the coming bail-in, and also the BRICS report on the world getting rid of the dollar.
All right. Well, you're listening to Finances on Friday from Landmark Capital. We'll be back with more from David Fisher. We'll touch on the gold and silver markets, give you an update there, and the candidates and how they're lining up when we return. Finances on Friday, every Friday at 6:30 on KHNR AM and FM, The Answer.
Are you concerned about the national debt at $34 trillion? Well, you should be, because you're obligated to pay it, according to the government. Here's the facts. It took 234 years to get $13 trillion in debt, 10 more years to get in the next $10 trillion, and the last 4 years we've added $10 trillion. This is escalating at unprecedented levels, and now the next 30 years of the national debt will be at $144 trillion. That's if we make it till then. Many people are saying we won't. There will be a crash of the system, a dethroning of the U.S. dollar, losing that as a world reserve currency. Landmark Capital has a white paper called BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar. Call to get your free copy today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again. Finances on Friday, every Friday at 6:30, 30 minutes of incredible news and information and how it impacts not only the nation, but your personal finances. We're back once again with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. David, our next question for you, can you tell us how both candidates are addressing and not addressing the issue of our national debt?
Well, more so not addressing it. They're coming up with other things that are important. Yes. Well, some of the ideas are important. Should I say the caveat is I don't agree with everything that's being said by both candidates, but especially I don't agree with a lot of things that Kamala Harris is saying. Speaking of her, she wants to put in price controls. Price controls have never worked. The Democratic lawmakers are downplaying this pipe dream because they know it has no chance of passing Congress, according to Political. But central to the plan is a call for Congress to pass the first ever federal price gouging ban on food and groceries. And, you know, it's mirroring legislation was reintroduced by Elizabeth Warren. She knows, we all know that she kind of does those things. That was done earlier this year. But Kamala Harris is advocating capping food prices today. That would please city dwellers, but it would encourage farmers to quit farming. Capping food prices would also discourage the importation of food from elsewhere, which is, you know, good for our country and our local farmers. But it would leave many empty shelves in grocery stores. Indirectly, it would also have an adverse impact on the world's oil production and the quality and quantity of food grown elsewhere. Giving more money to poor people would also certainly lead more to government debt. Mm-hmm. But this is what Harris wants to do. Let me sidetrack here for just a moment. I grew up on a farm. There was a thing called a dairy buyout, which the government got involved and said, hey, there's too much milk out there. Milk prices are low. Let's create a milk shortage. Let's buy dairy animals, pay farmers to have them go to slaughter instead of produce milk. So they did this. What happened? Milk prices jacked up a little bit, spiked. Then they came back down. Meat prices collapsed and the quality of meat collapsed because dairy animals are not beef animals. Yeah, it's still meat, but it's not the same. And then about 2 years later, everything leveled off. And then farmers had to buy back their dairy animals, you know, brand new ones and start all over. And it never fixed anything long term. So historically, and it affected grain prices, it affected just a whole bunch of areas as a trickle down effect. So this whole thing about government fixing things is not a fix. It's a mess is what happens. Harris, that's what she wants to do. In fact, she said this 4 years ago. It's time for someone in a position of power to fix things. Whoever is in charge of this country has clearly done a terrible job. It's time to send somebody to Washington to solve these issues. If you elect me, I will make it my mission to fix all these things I've had the power to fix since 2021. Well, she's been in office. Look at the mess that we're in.
Yeah.
We've had way too much government debt under this administration, and more likely, this is going to cause all kinds of problems. The world is getting rid of our debt. This could cause massive inflation, if not hyperinflation. Let's get into what Trump's wanting to do. He wants to continue his tax cut program, while Harris wants to do away with that tax cut and raise corporate tax to 28% minimum. So Trump is advocating adding tariffs on imported goods. Such tariffs would work in a direction of independence from China, India, and other industrialized nations. Trump also seems to be an advocate of staying out of wars whenever possible. I think that's a good idea, although the wars cause economic boom. We need an economic boom, and I'm not saying we should be in a war.
Yeah.
Certainly just the opposite. This would cause all kinds of problems if we were brought into a war. But who won the best investment? Is it Trump? Is it a Democrat? According to Visual Capitalist, New York Life Investments, a survey was done. In the S&P 500, there is not a clear winner which political party of a sitting president influenced the markets. When we look at the highest Democratic president that was under Clinton, markets called the CAGR, which means compounded average annual growth rate, was 15.2%. President Trump was the highest Republican in modern years, 14.1%. So they're about even. So neither president, Republican or Democrats, have the solution for booming the economy. Let's get right into gold since we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Peter Grandrich last week. He's a 40 years financial expert on Wall Street. He's not a gold guy, but he says before $5,000 to $10,000 gold predictions were foolish. He says they are now legitimate possibilities for these types of numbers to be reached, certainly in the matter of a couple years. We just broke $2,500 an ounce. A 400-ounce bar of gold now sells for $1 million. So think with me. Those James Bond bars, mm-hmm. you know, the movie James Bond?
Yeah.
That was $14,000 back then in James Bond. Now it's $1 million. Gold wow. is a fantastic investment. It's in a bull market. Call my company right now. Get the reports on gold and silver and how to protect your money from a dollar devaluation through BRICS and a dollar seizure through the bail-in. Diversify into gold and silver, your 401k, your IRA. We can help you out. There's no pressure, no obligation. But call right now, 844-604-2575. Again, the number, 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
All right, David Fisher, once again, thank you. For the past few minutes, you've been listening to Finances on Friday. Every single Friday, we look forward to speaking with you again. And it's probably some more incredible news. Every week, it seems to just get more and more interesting. But we'll join David next week, Friday at 6:30, for more Finances on Friday, right here on KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. Thank you, David. Aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer.